Now some news from the world of sports, and there is a reason that Kevin Durant signed as a free agent with the Golden State Warriors, and that reason is knowing what he could do in combination with Steph Curry. In Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night in Oakland, Curry and Durant were unstoppable in a 132-113 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers. That has the Warriors up 2-0. Neither of the games have been close so far. Curry recorded his first career playoff triple-double, finishing with 32 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds, while Durant poured in 33 to go with 13 rebounds and 6 assists of his own. The signature play of the game occurred in the second half when Curry was matched up one-on-one with LeBron James, and he dribbled left, right, feigned toward the basket, circled back to the edge of the three-point line, then drove into the paint around LeBron and put in a layup over the outstretched arm of the man most considered to be the best basketball player on earth. When Curry was not dancing like a water bug around larger players like LeBron, he was feeding passes to Durant, who was just hitting from everywhere. The duo was too much for a Cavs team that needs to give their leader more support if they're going to have a chance in this series. James had a triple-double of his own last night, 29 points, 14 assists, and 11 rebounds. But Kevin Love scored a kind of quiet 27. Kyrie Irving finished with just 19. When the series moves to Cleveland, it'll take more than a boost of encouragement from the hometown crowd to keep the Cavs from being swept. And if that happens, the Warriors will have accomplished something ridiculous, going a perfect 16-0 in the playoffs. They have yet to lose a single game in the 2017 postseason. And even against a team as good as Cleveland and a player as dominant as LeBron, they don't look right now like they're about to. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox saw one of their young outfielders get out of the first big slump of his career, and they got a gift from the Baltimore Orioles in their 7-3 win over the Birds at Camden Yards yesterday. Andrew Benintendi was in a 1-for-21 stretch before launching 2 solo home runs and adding an RBI single in the win. The game was up for grabs, though, in the sixth inning. It was tied 3-3 when the Red Sox loaded the bases with 2 outs. Chris Tillman then bounced a pitch that got briefly away from catcher Francisco Pena. And Mitch Moreland, who was on third, started to break for home before realizing Pena had gathered in the ball. As Moreland scrambled back to third, Pena threw wildly to the base and the ball rolled into the outfield, allowing both Moreland and Jackie Bradley Jr. to score for the Red Sox to get a lead that they would not give up. Chris Sale picked up the win, striking out 9, and he overcame a shaky first inning when he gave up 3 runs, but at least one of those should have been unearned when Pablo Sandoval threw over to second base with no one covering when he should have just thrown to first for the out that would have ended the inning. The play was a fielder's choice, technically speaking. No error on the play, but it was a lazy play by Panda. Still, the Red Sox get out of Baltimore with a split of the 4-game series, and they gain a game in the standings, now 2 back of the first-place New York Yankees, who lost 3-2 to the Blue Jays in Toronto yesterday. The Jays trailed in the sixth inning before Justin Smoke tied the game with a home run off Luis Severino, and Josh Donaldson put Toronto up for good when he went yard against Tyler Clippard in the eighth. And what looked like a lost season for the Blue Jays is now very much found. Yes, the Jays are still in last place in the division, but they are tied with Tampa Bay, and both teams are just 5.5 games out of first place in the bunched-up American League East. That all bodes well for some drama when the Red Sox continue their road trip tomorrow night in the Bronx against the first-place Yankees. Drew Pomerantz, who's been very good in winning his last 2 starts, gets the ball for Boston against Masahiro Tanaka, who's trying to turn things around. He has lost his last 4 starts for the Yankees. One thing that's certain about this New York Mets season, the unexpected should be expected. And for the Mets, that has not been a good thing. The team suspended one of its pitchers for not showing up to a game. Their mascot, Mr. Met, was caught on video flipping off a fan. One of their ball boys carrying a metal chair collided with the team's third baseman, causing him to miss a pop-up. And in Queens yesterday, the Mets got a double play to end the seventh inning, stood by as God Bless America was sung for the seventh inning stretch, then had to go back out onto the field on defense when they found out the double play call had been challenged and was reversed on video review, apparently during the song. That meant 2 seventh-inning stretches, but worse for the Mets, it meant that the inning they thought was over continued for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who tacked on another run to pad their 5-1 lead. They went on to add 5 more in the final 2 innings for an 11-1 blowout victory. Rookie Tyler Pill took the loss for the Mets. He gave up 5 runs over 5 innings of work. Jason Duffner won the Memorial Golf Tournament yesterday, making 4 birdies to overcome a 77 that he shot on Saturday and win his 5th PGA Tour competition.